Glad to see each one of you here this morning. Teenage class will meet back in the big room. If you'd like to go back there, Sister Carter will take care of y'all. And appreciate you being in the house of the Lord this morning. Sure, a pleasant surprise to see Brother and Sister Jordan here. My, my. And good to have Brownie. And so good to have him with us. And there'll be others coming dragging in here in a little while. But we're not going to stop when they come in. We're just going to keep on going. But appreciate the goodness of the Lord. And got a few announcements I'd like to make here this morning. Of course, I think everybody knows that Richlands Camp Meeting starts today. And there's some of our folks that's already gone to Richlands. And some others will be going this week. Me and my wife are going to try to go down on Wednesday and come back Thursday. And so I'm sure you'll be blessed. I know it's been announced Brother Don Rich is the night speaker and Brother Joey Heights a day. And I trust that Brother Don Rich is able physically to be there. I know he had that hip replacement back in the early part of the spring there, so we trust he's doing well. Well, there'll be a nursing home service this afternoon at 3 o'clock in Culpeper there at the nursing home. So those that can and will go and be a help and a blessing there. And also, we're going to have a water baptizing just after service this morning. Brother Tim wants to be baptized. So we're going to have that service. And if you want to go, just let me know. We'll tell you where it's at. Amen. Now, there are some real needs right here. This back flower bed is in terrible shape and growing up around those air conditioner units, and we need somebody to clean those out. The Tim has done the front side and front of the sanctuary here, but we need somebody to volunteer and clean out this by. I mean, it's growed up something awful. So if you can and will do that, you let me know after service this morning. And Brother Anthony Lester starts revival with us on the 11th. Y'all realize that's next Sunday? Time is swiftly passing. And so remember that and be praying for revival. I trust that God will meet with us in a supernatural way. We need a revival. Anybody here feel like you need a revival? Praise God. So we'll have a revival starting next Sunday of Brother Anthony Lester. Now let's pray. Forget to eat, but don't forget to pray. And, you know, we never forget to eat. There's just something about these human bodies that enjoy eating. I do. Is anybody else? But it's better to pray. If you have to choose between the two, let's pray for revival. Amen. How many of you have your Bibles this morning? Well, there's six of you. Amen. For those of you who don't have your Bibles, we'll be reading a lot of scripture this morning to help you catch up on your Bible reading. And, amen. First of all, we want to read out of Ephesians chapter 1 and we read a few verses there. Chapter 1, starting at verse 20. And then we want to go, before we get through, we are going to go to 1 Peter chapter 3, and then back to Colossians chapter 1. Say amen. And Ephesians chapter 1. You have it, say amen. Let's stand for the reading of the Word of God. Verse 20. Which he wrought in Christ when he raised him from the dead and set him at his own right hand in heavenly places, far above all principalities in power and might and dominion and every name that is named, not only in this world, but also in that which is to come. And hath put all things under his feet, and gave him to be the head over all things to the church, which is his body, the fullness of him that filleth all in all. Praise God. Now go over to 1 Peter chapter 3. And I want to start reading at verse 18 there. How many of you appreciate the Bible? Ha! It is a road map. It's the only road map to get to heaven. It's the only accurate road map. Amen. Verse 18 of 1 Peter chapter 3. For Christ also hath once suffered for sins, the just for the unjust, that he might bring us to God, and being put to death in the flesh, but quickened by the Spirit, by which also he went and preached unto the spirits in prison, which sometimes were disobedient. And once the long-suffering of God waited in the days of Noah, while the ark was a-preparing, wherein few, that is, eight souls were saved by water. The like figure, whereunto even baptism doth also now save us, not the putting away of the filth of the flesh, but the answer of a good conscience toward God by the resurrection of Jesus Christ, who is gone into heaven and is on the right hand of God, angels and authorities and powers being made subject unto him. Praise God. Amen. Aren't you glad for the scripture? Let's go to Colossians chapter 1 and beginning at verse 16. For by him were all things created that are in heaven and that are in earth, visible and invisible, whether there be thrones or dominions or principalities or powers. All things were created by him and for him. And he is before all things, and by him all things consist. And he is the head of the body, the church, who is the beginning of the firstborn from the dead, that in all things he might have the preeminence. For it pleased the Father that in him should all fullness dwell. And having made peace through the blood of his cross, by him to reconcile all things unto himself, by him, I say, whether there be things in earth or things in heaven, and you that were sometime alienated and enemies in your mind by wicked works, yet now hath he reconciled in the body of his flesh through death to present you holy and unblameable and unreprovable in his sight. Amen. You may be seated. I read these scriptures many times, and I trust that God will help us this morning as we look to his word. I could title it. I've wondered several times about what to title it, and it's difficult. There's so many good things in these verses of scripture that I read to you, amen, that God wants us to understand. This is God's plan for man. It's the only plan for man. And I trust this morning that you will understand that Christ is the only hope of this world. The blood of Jesus is the only means of salvation. Amen. It is the only way to get to heaven. Amen. There is no other name given among men whereby we can be saved, save or accept Jesus Christ. He is God's means of salvation to mankind. Amen. I was reading this morning, last night, and again this morning about, amen, what Peter had to tell us in chapter 3. And I am I realize more than ever before that the suffering of Christ is very important to the salvation of man's soul. Amen. Amen. He paid the penalty of death for every man. Amen. There are several things about Christ and his sufferings I'd like for us to look at this morning. Amen. And I'm looking for the Lord to come by in this service to help us. Amen. He suffered. Amen. Verse 18 tells us that he suffered. Amen. And he was put to death. And he was resurrected by the Spirit. Amen. The Bible also tells us that he went to hell and preached to the wicked in that awful place of torment. Amen. And he preached there to those that were imprisoned because of their, amen, sins of the Old Testament. Amen. The Bible tells us in verse 22 of this chapter 3 of 1 Peter, amen, that he ascended to heaven. Amen. And sits on the right hand of God the Father. Also tells us that he was exalted. Amen. Above all others. There is no name like the name of Jesus. Praise God. There's something about his name, amen, that evokes reverence and respect and honor. Praise God, because there is power in the name of Jesus. Amen. I think when I see, amen, a precious mother bowing over the bed of a baby that's, amen, running fever, high fever, and she don't know what to do for that child. Amen. And all of a sudden it comes to her. Amen. There's power in the name of Jesus. And she begins to breathe the name of Jesus. Amen. In just a little while, the fever is dispersed and the child is well. How come? Because there's power in the name of Jesus. I'm glad because of that precious name. Amen. I'm aware that every soul that's lost, amen, in sin, amen, if they just bow their knee before the throne of grace, amen, and say, Lord Jesus, come into my heart. Forgive me of my sin. Amen. There's power. Glory to God. There's power in the name of Jesus to wash every black sin out of your life. Amen. I don't know how many times, and you've heard me say probably several times, that I hear people say, I pray every day, and that's good. I'm glad people recognize that they need God's help. But just saying a prayer is insufficient. Amen. People pray every day and go right back to their old habits and sins. Amen. Just saying a prayer is insufficient. There's got to be a change of the heart. There's got to be a commitment of your life to Jesus Christ. Amen. A total surrender of yourself, your life, your hope. Everything about you is committed to Christ. Amen. And you are a new creature in Christ Jesus if you're saved. If you keep doing your old sins, you're not saved. Amen. There's got to be a change of the heart. Amen. Amen. When folks say they pray and go right back to their alcohol, amen, or their tobacco, amen, and their old life of sins, amen, they're just saying a prayer and it's not from their heart. If you want to be saved and go to heaven when you die, amen, God's plan for man is through the blood of Jesus Christ. Amen. The only means of salvation. Praise God. The Bible tells us in Romans chapter 5, amen, in verse 6, 7, and 8, that he suffered for the unjust. Amen. Colossians 1 and 20. Amen. He suffered to bring us to Christ. Amen. Galatians chapter 1, verse 4. He suffered for sins. Praise God. I'm here to tell you, amen, that he paid the price for your sin. You don't have to die lost. You don't have to die without hope of heaven. You don't have to leave out of this world, amen, unsure about whether you got it right with God. Amen. You can have a complete assurance inside of you that I've made things right with God. I've asked him to forgive me of my sins. He said if we confess our sin, he is faithful and just to forgive us of our sin, and then to do what? To cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Praise God. I said the other night, amen, God has the ability to forget about our sin. He takes our sins and casts them into the sea of forgetfulness, never to be remembered again. And one black preacher said, and puts up a no fishing sign. Amen. I'd like to put another verse under that. God is not in the business of issuing fishing license. Praise God. When God forgives us of our sins and washes us clean in the blood of the Lamb, amen, that makes us a fit subject to go to the glory world. Amen. When we die, I got news for you. This morning, every one of us here are going to pass off of the scene of this life. Amen. But if you're not ready, when you die, you're not saved. But if you give your heart to Jesus Christ, you can have eternal assurance that when I leave out of here, all is well between me and God. Somebody say amen. Amen, amen, amen. Amen. His body was buried in the tomb of Joseph of Arimathea, but he was resurrected by the Holy Ghost. Amen. Amen. The writer, I'm feeling better. Amen. The writer here, Peter, talks to us about Noah and the eight souls that were saved. Amen. They were saved by the water. Amen. But they were only saved by the water by the fact, amen, they didn't drown in the flood. Their salvation was the fact that they were inside the ark. If they were not in the ark, they would have perished. It wasn't the water that saved them. It was the ark. Praise God, of God's providing that saved them because they were in the ark. Praise God. Amen. The like figure of baptism in water. Amen. It is only a figure. Amen. Water baptism doesn't save. Hello here. Amen. Amen. Is it the water that saves us or the things that it is a symbol of or a figure of? It was not the water that saved the eight persons in chapter, amen, 3 and verse 20 of 1 Peter. It was the ark that saved them from the drowning in the flood. So baptism in water does not save the soul, but faith in the death and the burial and the resurrection of Jesus Christ. Amen. That which water baptism is only a symbol of. Water baptism is an answer, Peter said, of a good conscience. Praise God. Amen. But we are saved through faith in the blood of Jesus. Amen. In whom we have redemption through his blood, even the forgiveness of sin. Amen. He is God's plan for man. Amen. I'm feeling better here this morning. There's so many good things that I'd like to talk to you about today. Amen. And I don't know how much time is going to allow us today. But reading out of the book of Colossians, I like the book of Colossians. Amen. It is, I think the Bishop Lightfoot, amen, said that the doctrine of the person of Christ, amen, in this book of Colossians, the doctrine of the person of Christ is here stated with greater precision and fullness than any other of Paul's writings. Amen. Amen. He is the center of everything. Somebody say amen. He is the creator of the world. Amen. And he is not only the creator of the world, but he is the head of the church. Now, it doesn't matter whether you're talking about the body of Christ or the church. Come on. Y'all stay with me. Amen. We're talking about the same group of people. Amen. I'm amazed at the number of people that want to separate, amen, the body of Christ and the, amen, the church. But I want to tell you, if you are in the body of Christ, you are members of the church of the firstborn. Amen. And he is the center. He is the creator of the world. And he is the head of the church. Amen. As to our Lord being the head of the of his body, the church. Amen. Help me here. He is the head, the inspiring ruler. He is the guiding hand. He is the combining of power. He is the sustaining power. He is the mainspring of activity. He is the center of its unity. He is the center of its life. Everything revolves around Christ. Somebody say amen. Hallelujah. I got news for y'all this morning. I'm the pastor here, but this is not my church. This is his church. Praise God. He is the head of the body. He is the head of the church. I'm the under shepherd, but he's the great shepherd. Glory to God. He is the head. He is the savior. He is the sanctifier. He is the purifier. He is the glorifier. He is the builder. He is the nourisher. He is the cherisher. Amen. He is the unifier. Praise God. He is the protector. Amen. And not only that, he is the receiver of the church. Amen, that he might present it unto himself a glorious church, not having wrinkles, amen, blemish or wrinkle or any such thing. He's coming for the church, which is his body. You can only get in this church by being born into it. I only became a savage because I was born in the savage family. Come on here. My father was a savage. Wild too. Amen. I'm telling you. Y'all understand me this morning? Amen. Y'all, I think most of y'all remember my daddy. I mean, he wasn't afraid of nothing and nobody. He lived a pretty rough life before he got saved. And when God saved him, amen, I've seen him walk down the aisle preaching a revival meeting and look a man straight in the face and say, if you don't quit that chewing tobacco, you're going to go to hell. Hello here. Amen. That's just the way it was. But I was born in the savage family, so that makes me a savage. Amen. Thank God I was born in the family of God. And I became a child of the King. Amen. He is the head of the church. Amen. And I am part of his body. I am members of his body. Glory to God. How come? How did you get in the church? I was born into it. Amen. Jesus said to Nicodemus, you must be born again. He said, how can I, an old man, be born again in my mother's womb? Amen. And Jesus said, that which is born of the flesh is flesh. That which is born of the spirit is spirit. The wind bloweth where it listeth, and thou hearest the sound thereof, but canst not tell from whence it cometh and where it goeth. And so is everyone that is born of the spirit. You must be born again. Amen. Not in the natural birth, but in a spiritual birth. If any man be in Christ Jesus, he is a new creature. Amen. The great God, the original, said a new creation. So I am born in the spirit. Amen. And I'm made anew in Christ. And I'm saved because of Jesus. Amen. He is the beginning. He is the first fruits from among the dead. And don't y'all fall out with me here this morning. The first fruits. Do you want to know why the Lord put such an emphasis in the Old Testament and New Testament on tithing as it being the first fruits of your increase belongeth unto the Lord. Amen. Here's why. Amen. Tithing, amen, is a type of the death and the resurrection of Jesus Christ. He became the first fruits of them that slept. Praise God. I lost some of you right there, but it's okay. Amen. Just hang on. We'll get out of here. Amen. But I want to tell you, amen, when the children of Israel planted their fields, amen, they allotted a certain amount. Amen. If they had 10 acres that they sowed, amen, 1 acre of that belonged unto the Lord. Right? Amen. And they harvested that first. And they brought it to the tabernacle or the temple and gave it to the priest. Amen. And that, amen, if you made any study at all, that 1/10 that they gave them a guarantee, amen, that there'd be a greater harvest for the other 90%. Praise God. Amen. And Jesus Christ was the first fruits of them that slept. He came out of the grave first. By his own power. Amen. He said, no man takes my life from me. I lay it down of myself and I will take it up again. Praise God. He was the first fruits of them that slept. Amen. What does that mean? That simply means this, that if he had not risen from the dead, there would be no general resurrection of the saints of God or the church or the body of Christ. But because he rose, amen, we shall also be in his likeness, caught up together to be with him in the air, amen, to be with the Lord. Amen. If he had not come out of the grave, not one soul would ever been resurrected in the rapture of the church. But because he lives, we live also. Praise God. And I'm looking forward because of the, amen, his life, his death, his, come on, are y'all feeling me? Amen, his burial, his resurrection, and his ascension. I have a hope beyond this veil of tears. Amen, I'm going to leave out of here one of these days simply because Christ paid the penalty for my sin and rose again for my justification. Amen, and I'm going to be with him. Somebody say praise the Lord. The first fruits, amen, of them that slept. Amen. The beginning of the new spiritual life in the church by his resurrection. The synagogues of their day was lifeless. Amen. They were, ritualistic. The synagogues that Jesus went into, they had no power. Amen. Simply, they had no unction and anointing. It was only the letter of the law. Amen. Are y'all still with me? Amen. But Jesus, when he came, he became the head of the spiritual church. Amen. Amen. The synagogues had no power. They had no life. It was lifeless and powerless. Ritualistic. Amen. But he comes forth, Bible tells us, he comes forth from among the dead as the firstborn issues from the womb. Amen. Now look in Acts chapter 2 and verse 24. Having loosed the pains of death. Amen. Having loosed the pains of death. Thank God. This is God's plan for man. That Jesus Christ should come, born of a virgin, conceived of by the Holy Ghost. Amen. Lived 33 and a half years. Amen. Died on the cross. Buried in the tomb. Amen. Rose the third day. Amen. And ascended back back into glory. Amen. And sitting on the right hand of the Father, interceding for you and I, that you can be saved. Amen. There's no other name given among men whereby we can be saved. He is the only means of salvation. Amen. Y'all stay with me here. The Bible said that he might have the preeminence. The preeminence. That he might become being first. Amen. I want to tell you, if you want to go to heaven when you leave out of this world, you've got to make sure that Jesus Christ is the most important thing in your life. Life centers around him. Amen. I was talking to a dear friend of mine not long ago, and they were talking about a certain individual that had gone to glory, lived such a good life. Amen. Matter of fact, Sister Shirley Settle. Everybody here knows Sister Shirley Settle. We had a funeral, and I preached a funeral. Precious woman. But somebody from the family said, amen, her life revolved around Jesus. Everything in her life revolved around Christ. Amen. And if we don't give him the preeminence that he deserves and he requires of us. Amen. Come on here. This is a new relationship when Christ, amen, came into the course of time. This is a new relationship of man to God. Amen. He was and is the head of the universe. Hello. He made this world, everything that's here. The trees. Amen. The valleys, the mountains, amen, were created by him. Amen. Yeah. Luray Caverns are made by the power of his word. Everything that is was created by him. Amen. The seas and the continents of the entire world, amen, were brought into creation by the power of his word. Amen. But I want to tell you, he is the head of the church just as much as he is the creator of this world. He is the creator of the church. Praise God. By virtue of his being the almighty creator, amen, of this world, he is God. In, amen, incarnate in the flesh. Amen. Now, he became head of the church by virtue of his incarnation, or birth, and his passion, and life, and death, and sacrifice on Calvary, and by his victorious resurrection, and ascension to glory, and sitting at the right hand of God the Father. Amen. He is the head of the body, the church. He is the beginning of the firstborn from the dead, that in all things he might have the preeminence. For it pleased the Father that in him should all the fullness, amen, dwell. I want to tell you, you can't be saved without the blood of Jesus Christ being applied to your heart. Amen. Amen. Marcia, you can come get ready. I was reading a story here just recently about a boy. Amen. 2 years of age, his mother died. And 4 years of age, his daddy died. What a pitiful situation this boy was in. He became an orphan, 14 years of age. On Christmas week, he was caught and put under arrest and dragged into court. Amen. He had a life and a history of his past life with such horrible things that it's even difficult to even mention. But when he was dragged into court, amen, he didn't cry. Amen. And because he'd already cried out all the tears of his head, he said. And he said, I looked at the judge and I wished that I could faint because I knew I was guilty. not just of what they accused me of. And I was heading, amen, toward a terrible life in prison. Amen. I didn't have a friend in the world. He said I was miserable. The courthouse that day was packed with people, amen, that came to see this 14-year-old child. Amen. Brought in the court for all the horrible things that he had did. Amen. And this boy looked in the faces of all those people that were gathered, and their face was stern, and their countenance and their expressions was, amen, judge, give him the full benefit of the law and save us the trouble later on. Amen. And that's certainly the mentality of a lot of people in life. When people get in trouble, amen, are y'all still with me? But sometimes people need to understand that there is somebody that cares. There's somebody that loves them. There's somebody somewhere that really cares about their life. Amen. And it looked as if to him that the whole universe was down on me, he said. And by the clerk stood up and said, the court is open, and the judge came in. Amen. And the judge looked out over that courtroom and saw this 14-year-old boy. And he said, has this boy anybody to represent him in this court? Amen. The answer came back, no. Nobody would dare take his case and represent him. The judge said to a lawyer sitting in that courtroom, he said, I appoint you to take this boy's case. Amen. This lawyer pressed his way through the crowd and pushed the policeman aside and took this little boy into a room. And he said, the boy said, I slunk down into a corner and I thought he was going to drag me to execution because he was a symbol of law. Amen. He said, but I looked at that lawyer, a young man, and he said, I saw tears under his eyelashes. And he sat down, and he said, he slipped his arm around me. He said, it was the tenderest touch I've ever felt in my whole life. He said, I've never felt a tender touch of love since my mother died. He said, that lawyer said, my little friend, are you guilty? And the 14-year-old boy said, sir, yes, sir, I am guilty. And I'm guilty of a whole lot more that they don't know anything about. He said, later on, this little boy said, I could feel that he was a friend that I could trust. And it was a wonderful thing just to feel the touch on this orphan child, that somebody cared. The lawyer said to this boy, said, don't you think we'd better confess guilty and throw yourself on the mercy of the court? Amen. That lawyer put his hand on the boy's head. The little boy put out his dirty claw-like fingers and grabbed his coattail. And he said, the feeling came to me, if I can just hold on to his coattail, he'll pull me through this. And he went back into the courtroom. And the boy is still hanging on to the coattail of that young lawyer. The lawyer stood up and said, please, your honor, it's been my privilege to practice before this bar for many years. When the ends of justice can be secured and society can be protected, it is your honor's custom to show mercy. And with this trembling orphan child, without father, without mother, without home, without any friends, I beg your honor's mercy. His heart was broken. He confesses that he has broken the law and pleads this court for forgiveness. The boy said, I grabbed a hold of more coattail of that lawyer. He spoke until silence filled that whole courtroom. He spoke until the most beautiful language filled every corner of the court. He spoke until old men began to cry. He spoke until my policeman that arrested me was brushing tears from his cheeks. He spoke until he said, if you'll show compassion to this orphan child, I pledge, Your Honor, that I'll look after him. I'll look after his education. I'll look after his person. I'll take him and give society a useful citizen. He spoke, the boy said, he spoke until my heart burst within me for love and admiration for my new friend that I didn't think I had in the world. He said, I put my ragged coat sleeve around his neck and kissed him one time. And they could take me and hang me now, and I'd be happy to die because I have found a friend. But he said, that young lawyer looked at the judge and said, my father? The judge had appointed his own son to plead the case of this orphan boy. Father, give me this child, and I will give him back to society as a useful human being. And I want to say this morning in closing, Jesus has pleaded my case. He is the Son of the Father. And He's paid the penalty. And He will give back to society a human being, amen, that no longer indulges in sin and ravages the life with the filth of this world. Amen. And I can hear the scripture as it speaks to us this morning. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come. Thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. Ha! That's what Jesus came to do. He is God's plan for man. And you can't get to heaven except through the cross and by the shed blood. Amen. If you throw yourself on the mercy of God's eternal court, amen, Jesus will plead your case and you'll find refuge, amen, in the blood of Jesus Christ. While every head is bowed, every eye is closed. I wonder this morning, while saints are praying, I need to pray in church here this morning. While saints are praying in this church house, is there one precious soul that will slip your hand up, Brother Savage? I'm not ready to meet God. I really need to throw myself on the mercy of God and ask Him, come into my heart. Let me see your hand right there where you're sitting. Right there. Right now. You don't have to die lost. You don't have to die without salvation. You don't have to die, amen, in your sins and go to that place of torment they call hell. You're going to have peace in your heart. Amen. Is there one here this morning? Slip your hand up. Preacher, pray for me. Sing, Marcia. Is there one? I'm waiting on you. I'm trying to throw out the lifeline this morning. Some precious soul needs Christ in your heart, your life. You don't know Him as your Lord and Savior. Throw yourself on the mercy of the court. Jesus will intercede for you this morning. God bless you. Is there another that'll raise your hand here? I'm waiting on you. I'm throwing out the lifeline. Jesus wants to have mercy on you. He wants to forgive you. He wants to save you. Is there another here this morning? God bless you, lady. God bless you. Is there another? It'll join these this morning. Preacher, pray for me. I sure need the Lord. I sure need the Lord. Let me see your hand. I'm waiting on you. Heaven's waiting on you. Jesus is waiting on you. Angels are waiting on you this morning. Won't you just slip your hand up there where you're sitting? I don't care how many times you've been to church. This morning you need the Lord. Would you slip your hand up and join these? Preacher, pray for me. Preacher, pray for me. I need the Lord. I want Him to forgive me. To wash me clean in His precious blood. Oh, sweet Lamb of God. Sweet Lamb of God. Hallelujah. I'm going to wait one more minute. Amen. One more minute. We're going to come pray in this altar. Is there one more here today that will raise your hand? Preacher, pray for me. I'm not what I ought to be. I'm not where I know I ought to be. But I'd like to get it fixed this morning between me and God. Jesus came and paid the price for you. 30 seconds. Amen. Does anybody else want to raise your hand? Preacher, pray for me this morning. Pray for me. Amen. Sweet Lamb of God, I'm reaching for you today. I'm reaching for your soul. Oh, God. By your everlasting arms of mercy. Amen. Everybody stand here this morning. Everybody stand. Praise your wonderful name. Praise your wonderful name. Amen. I want, amen, folks to come to this altar and pray. And you that raised your hand that you need the Lord, would you come pray too? And there's some that didn't raise your hand, you need to come pray too. Amen. Let's come to the altar. There's somebody near you that needs the Lord. Why don't you just ask them to come to the altar with you? Amen. Amen.